A livestock industry advocate talks about biosecurity today on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. A farm can be a wonderful place to grow up, but it can also be a dangerous place. Statistically, a child dies on a farm every 3 days somewhere in America. That needs to be fixed. Do whatever you can to make sure your kids keep safety top of mind, working or playing. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Jackie McClaskey says biosecurity needs to be at or near the top of the priority list for agriculture. She's the CEO and president of the American Royal, a Kansas City-based champion for food and agriculture.
We need to spend time really talking through what are the right policy approaches and the policy decisions. So when we are faced with a crisis or a disease outbreak or whatever it might be, that we know exactly what we're going to do. And I think that New World Screwworm is a perfect example of that. I mean, we shut our borders, but we've got different segments of the industry saying it's time to reopen. Others saying, no, no, keep them shut. And as we await whether or not we're going to find it in the U.S., then that's going to start to become a state issue as well.
McClaskey says industry players will need to help get policymakers to understand the importance of biosecurity.
Obviously, producers need to be at the forefront, but they need to be supported by people who understand the science and the economics, our animal health professionals at the state level, our state government leaders, USDA, of course. All of those folks need to be at the table and help those policymakers understand the alternatives and consequences of those different choices and be able to make decisions that are going to be the best for the industry and the people the industry serves.
Jackie McClaskey of the American Royal. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.